Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Golden Globes last night.
Tell me about it.
Three hours of people sitting in a room.
And it was on time. They
drinking.
Ended it right on time.
I like seeing them interact with one another, like in between going to break or whatever, and they're just sitting there talking, watching Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, I think it was, just sitting there chilling.
I wish they would do like a pay-per-view where you were allowed to watch what happens during the commercials.
Uh-huh.
They would make a lot of money because I would pay to see that.
Yeah, I would
be the most fun part.
Because the actual show is relatively boring.
It's an award show.
It's people going up and giving acceptance speeches, and they thank people via first name.
That we don't know.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of Ryan and Michael and Steve and John and okay.
All right.
Well, let's just be honest. They used to get drunker. And it's just that's missing. Mm. It's like I wanted a good old drunk Jack Nicholson up there. I wanted a good drunk somebody because it always made it funny because you didn't know what they were going to do.
There were some drunk
what
people
they
there.
Say. There was a couple, but overall.
What made me watch, though, was the fact that Tina Fey and
Amy Poehler
were hosting.
Yeah.
And this is how they kicked off the show.
Good evening, I'm Amy Poehler. And I'm Tina Fey. Welcome to the 71st annual Tina Fey and Amy Poehler's Lee Daniels The Butler Golden Globe Awards. A very good evening to everyone here in the room and to all the women and gay men watching at home.
Strong start.
Yeah, that's funny.
Because you always watch the first monologue because that's usually where they throw some of their best material because everybody's tuning in at the beginning. And they did.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they had some hits, some misses.
Yeah, they kept building it up on the red carpet the bit I watched before. I know Kelly was live tweeting from her Kelly Raspberry 2 account last night. And she said the same thing, just kind of like they kept building up the first 6 minutes of the show. It was going to be, incredible. Can't miss it. And there were funny jokes, but they really just went through the big celebrities in the audience and gave
like
them a hard
call.
Time. Yeah, of the movies and stuff.
And there
That's
you
normal.
See Matthew McConaughey. Oh, and there we see Charlize Theron. I mean, just went through the whole.
Yeah.
Speaking of Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey did amazing work this year. For his role in Dallas Buyers Club, he lost 45 pounds, or what actresses call being in a movie.
Yeah, they had a very weekend update SNL.
Yeah, it was rapid fire. Yeah.
Did they do anything, because you guys, my car went slow, so I didn't see a lot of it. Did they do anything that would probably piss somebody off? Or make them, or at least make the celebrity kind of grit their teeth and clap like they're not pissed off, but they really are.
No, I don't think they really want anybody where get up and leave the.
It was friendly fire.
It was pretty friendly fire. I think people
saw
it coming.
Leonardo DiCaprio laughed at the joke about, let's give a warm welcome to Leonardo. That was probably the only thing that might have crossed the line, but he laughed.
And we have that. It's because it's a compliment.
And the best part of this show was probably the fails, because they said this joke right here.
And now, like a supermodel's let's all give a warm welcome to Leonardo DiCaprio.
They tried to censor that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we saw it.
I just want to quickly say thank you to Brad Gray and everyone at Paramount. And I forgot to thank this incredible cast that I got to work with, in particular, Margot Robbie and Jonah Hill. You're incredible actors and incredible people. Thank you.
So they tell this joke, screen goes black for that long. You heard it on our show. And then it kind of looped. It wasn't matching up to Leo.
They had some censor issues. That is so funny, though, because when he won, he took home Best Comedic Actor. That's what he was saying, which is
funny. He was funny, though.
It's just funny that movie was in that category. And he won for Wolf of Wall Street. And he was so good with remembering names of people. He seems like a really genuinely nice guy. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that he did not thank Jonah Hill and Margot Robbie in his acceptance speech.
So, he got it in there.
Yeah, he got it in.
But that was actually my favorite moment of the night, speaking of Jonah Hill and Margot Robbie. First of all, Margot Robbie. That's my new celebrity crush.
She's out of this world.
She is beautiful.
I mean, I was looking at her, I was like, who does she look like? I'm like, oh, every other blonde starlet just coming up in Hollywood. She does. Reminds me of, I don't know, she just reminds me of some other blonde. I can't remember who it is right now.
She's got this warmness to her.
You need to.
She seems very nice, but I'm just telling you, last night, I have not seen the movie, based on the way she was dressed and the way she was looking last night, she looked like rinse, lather, repeat, any other blonde starlet coming up in Hollywood.
Okay, she looked a little tamed down in terms of like the hotness last night, but you need to see the movie because she's just like...
I don't know. Everybody, your age, the 20s, and they,
30.
I know, 30.
Yeah,
as evidenced by the way you're dressing now. They love it. And then older people I've talked to hate it. So
really? They do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's super polarizing, and it's very, very vulgar. It is, I'll be honest. But, I mean, it's great acting and a great, I don't know.
I've had friends say they walked out.
I can kind of, yeah people say they.
Really?
I've had friends say they walked out of the movie, and
well,
I said.
Well, again, you're hanging out with the 50-year-olds now.
No, like a 23-year-old girl told me she walked out.
Really?
Because
some people just don't need to hear that much cussing.
Yeah.
I guess it is. But you know what you're getting yourself into if you're going to this movie. It's
well, you do now, because now we've heard that it sets the world record for F-bombs, you know?
But speaking of that, the worst thing about going up in these award shows is that they give you a teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to read this teleprompter, and you got to read what it says.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it's the wrong thing, or it doesn't come on? What would you do? Do you either do the
well,
deer in headlights?
Actors. These are actors.
These are actors.
People that get paid to be improvisational.
No, they get paid to learn other people's words and deliver them.
Yeah, they don't know.
It's the exact opposite of what you said. Yeah, that was a good try.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so this happened to Jonah Hill and Margot Robbie. Jonah Hill, yes, he can do improv.
Yeah.
Which is why I think he saved this completely.
But the problem was we were interested in an award.
I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, they put up the wrong stuff on the teleprompter.
Yeah.
This is for Aaron Eckhart and Paula Patton. And
and I've never done this before, so I don't want to improvise.
Okay. She's like Jamie Presley.
Oh, thanks. Here we go.
That's what she looks like, Jamie Presley.
She does.
Right there, that's Jamie Presley's twin sister, Margot Robbie.
Jonah Hill just completely throws the people. I'm not going to lie.
I love Jonah
Hill. I'm not going to lie. That's the teleprompter is wrong.
Well, that's not improv.
It's not.
No. It's just like, but just, hey, I don't know what to say right now.
But you've seen it when it's happened in the past where they just sit there and they're like, and they just sit there and look around.
During the headlines.
Nothing.
Yeah.
At least he came out with something.
At least, what are you going to do?
Keep it real.
At least he didn't cry.
Well, this is what I didn't understand. They were introducing their own movie. You know what I mean? It'd be one thing if they had a category and they're listing off nominees and they didn't know, you know, but they get up there to describe their own film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they do have rehearsals. They're all supposed to come.
But it's
early,
like, if you know that you're just going to talk about your movie, she reads the paper, like basically what we read when we're doing destination about a plot summary of a movie. It's like, you were in it. Yeah. It's like you're reading this plot summary to Wolf of Wall Street that you were in. So just be like, there's lots of like drugs. And
maybe she hasn't seen it.
Dude.
She only knows what happens in her scenes.
And they're probably nervous and drinking and stuff.
Yeah. Nobody can relate more than I can. Kids is an organization that.
Well, like no celebrity, I guess, is free of nerves no matter how many times they win. Because Jennifer Lawrence was freaked out when she got up there and won an award.
I'll tell you, I didn't see all the movies nominated, but I did see American Hustle.
Mm-hmm.
She's not in it a lot, but when she's in it, she's flawless.
Well, she won.
She is greatness in this movie, and she's so stinking young.
I'm telling you.
So she's not even giving us everything she's got yet.
And she's so dang cute.
Yeah.
She's so
good. I love that haircut.
She's singing Live and Let Die in the movie. If you haven't seen it yet, you're just going to love her.
But just,
you're going to love her.
Just listen to how cute this girl is.
Right. I don't know why it's so terrifying. It's obviously a good thing. I don't know why I'm so scared. I'm sorry, but you guys were so incredible and unforgettable, and thank you to my family and to my team, and I'm sorry I'm shaking so much. Don't ever do this again. It's so scary. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So cute.
You, all the fashion bloggers were ripping her dress, and I
really?
Thought it was kind of cute.
Yeah, my dress with a little black
tube top thing.
Yeah. It was better than what Paula Patton
looked
nonsense.
Like a diaper with duct tape.
I didn't think her dress was that bad. Paula Patton had this big, like, flowy,
that big white thing
exploding and vomiting down her side, and she wasn't wearing a bra, and you could see her nipple, and you were just...
I know.
It's hard to believe that you could be distracted from this big plumage by her face because her nipple's poking out at you the whole time,
We
found a way.
All day long.
Yeah, because at first I was looking at the big white flower thing, and I'm like,
ooh, nipple.
Nip. I don't know what it is about guys.
Nipple. Same thing with girls, that's all I was looking at.
And what's crazy to me is so many people in the first half of the show that I watched that won are seated, especially the TV stars.
Far.
Put the film towards the front and whoever else. And then, I mean, some of the majority of the winners in the first hour and a half of the show
were in the back of the
ring. In the back, and the stage itself is so small.
Mm-hmm.
It would take them, you know, at least 60 seconds to get to the stage, and
people
then they'd have 5 seconds before the music started playing.
Yeah, people would stop clapping. It'd take them so long, they're like, okay, applause is down.
Yeah, you can see the people on the stage like,
we're going to clap a little bit more.
They're older. They need a little bit longer time. Longest speech of the night. And the most awkward.
That I've ever seen, probably.
It was bad.
Jacqueline Bisset.
And some people are thinking she was drunk. I don't think she was drunk.
No.
I think she truly was like in a state of shock. Obviously, nobody thought she was going to win based on where she was sitting in the venue. She was in the last row.
It took her a while.
She was in the, on the second floor, yeah.
It was so bad. And then she got up there and just kind of like spaced out.
It was awkward.
I think it was 47 years ago. So the Hollywood Foreign Press gave me a promising a nomination for the promising newcomer. Scottish background to the front. Okay.
She's drunk.
She's drunk.
I don't think so.
Thank you to my British agent, Steve Kennis, and my American agent, Harry Abrams.
Oh, just started, though.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get this together. I want to thank the people who have given me joy. And there have been many. I say, like my mother. What did she say? She used to say, go to hell and don't come back. No, she keeps talking.
And she talked for another 35 seconds.
Everybody starts cheering, thinking, this is a good time for you to walk off.
Yeah, nope, right there.
She's not done.
She went to the point where they were playing the fast-paced music. That's how long she went with
her
speech.
But then, we started playing that speech when she started talking, because she stood there for a good minute.
Minute.
Just
quiet.
It was so uncomfortable.
Just stood there.
She trying to get herself going, together.
You know when you're drunk and you do that head thing? Like, side to side, you're like, oh, I'm good.
Well, she fooled me. She might have had a cocktail, but I didn't think she was that drunk.
Oh, yeah, she's drunk.
I never buy the excuse if I don't expect, you know, I wasn't expecting this. It's kind of like if there's five people nominated, I mean, we know this. You never know if you're going to have to talk. Like, think of something to say, just barely, even if you don't think you're going to win.
But
just
sometimes.
Andy Samberg won, and when he gets up there and says he didn't think he was going to win, I genuinely think
I believe him.
That he didn't think he was going to win. But you never know with the foreign press. They picked the most random things. Jacqueline Bisset truly didn't think she was going to win.
No.
Fine.
The only reason she won, because I guarantee you, nobody in that room, any of the actors, saw that miniseries she was on, but they throw you a bone. She's an older actor. She's been in the business for so long.
Let her know.
She had no reason to think she was going to win, so I truly believe it was a shock. But man.
You should be prepared.
Something.
Yeah, Andy Samberg, big shock.
I'm like, so Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that's a TV show, right?
I watched it a couple times. It's funny, but I didn't think he would win so fast.
He won, and the show won for best comedy, best TV comedy series. I've seen the show a couple times. It's funny, but I'm surprised that he won.
So you can only imagine that he did not have a speech ready.
Right.
Because he did not think he would win this
it's
category.
Like a little boy up there. A little boy lost. Yeah. It's so crazy.
And Seth
I didn't prepare anything. It wasn't going to happen. You know, the guys that came up with the show, Mike and Dan. The cast is awesome. The crew, really good. Can't forget them. The writers, kick A. Everyone on my team. And, no, I really do love them and respect them. And Keeve and Yorm, who I've done everything in my career with, and of course... My beautiful and incredible wife, Joanna, who I love so much.
She's married.
Thank you.
His wife is hot.
Yeah, she is.
I love the way he kind of digs at my team. Because everybody, other big A-list.
He wants high pitch.
Everybody, my team.
That's why he just didn't say anyone's name.
You know? My team.
Yeah, you married a harpist.
She plays a harp?
She's a harpist.
She's a harpist.
She has
a CD out.
She's an indie.
Really?
She's an indie harpist.
That's an indie harpist. That's so great. That's so random and perfect, isn't
what are you?
It?
I remember meeting him and interviewing him being like, oh, like he's dorky, but like he's like so my type of guy. And then he marries an indie harpist.
You put that on a credit app. Yeah. Occupation? Indie harpist.
Yeah, how much money
she is good if you're into like harp and stuff.
Did you guys like the Jimmy Fallon, Melissa McCarthy bit?
I did
you
see
know,
that.
Well, we'll play out.
I'm mixed. I've got mixed emotions
about it.
Tell
me what you think.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Hi, everybody. This is awkward, but a sandbag fell from the rafters backstage, and it almost killed a crew member. But Melissa, she was so heroic, she leapt and knocked the crew member aside, but the sandbag hit her on the head.
Ooh.
And now she thinks she's Matt Damon.
Now... I didn't see any of that, but good for her, huh?
No.
That's my kind of gal.
No, anyway, she's not quite herself right now, and she's a little out of it there.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything, but she sounds kind of like a nut to me.
Okay, thank you. She's actually very nice. Now, the doctor said that we all need to play along.
Yeah.
And see, she's pointing and winking at everybody in the crowd.
It's kind of his mannerism.
Everybody was jabbing at Matt Damon all night. I don't know why, but he was the... He was the running joke.
Yeah.
That's why
it's hard for a girl. It's hard for me as a guy to look at a girl trying to imitate a guy and to get it. I kind of got it, but it wasn't, I don't know. Just, it didn't make
sense. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's how we feel when you wear lingerie sometimes.
Thank you.
We're confused.
We'll get it.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kelly resolved our medical problem.
I solved it all.
Well, she came up with a way to do it to save people money.
She fixed it.
Well, yeah. Since healthcare is changing, we've had a lot of friends and relatives go to the doctor and they're just, or go to pick up prescriptions, and it's just like, I mean, it's talk about
shock.
Sticker shock. Yeah, I mean,
man.
To the point that you can't even afford something simple that you want to get or that you need to get.
Exactly.
So Kelly has the solution to our healthcare issues in the United States.
So whenever I have a doctor's appointment, I had my first doctor's appointment of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the dermatologist. I said, why don't your problems become my problems and I will get them diagnosed to the best of my ability and get you, you know, the treatment.
And
right?
And Kelly goes to the doctor like...
I always have.
All the time.
She goes,
I love
one
of the doctor.
One a week?
Oh, man.
She probably has a doctor for every body part.
Love it.
Or every group of body parts.
Yeah, because this time was the skin, right? If you had a skin problem or ailment...
That's what we wanted this time.
Yes.
We called. You called in... Gave your symptoms to Kelly. Kelly went to the doctor,
right.
And she was going to basically tell you what's wrong.
Yeah, I was going to ask my doctor. I said, look, I have issues, and I'd like for you to help me. By the way, I have some other issues I'd like to ask you about. Now, the reason I went is because I have what my daughter pokes fun at me all the time, and she's been like getting on me about these what we call soap bumps behind my arms. It's like keratosis pilaris or something like that. So if you suffer from that, the bumps on your arms that won't go away. She said like half the country has this. It's very common, very prevalent.
Like the tricep area.
Yeah, it's about exfoliation.
Okay.
But not to the point, I said, because sometimes I rub, you know, I get those exfoliating gloves and I almost make myself bleed. She goes, don't do that.
That's too much,
it's
right?
It's too much. Yeah. Light exfoliation. But she said it's really about these lotions that you put with the lactic, the salicylic acid.
Salicylic acid, right?
And she said this KP Duty lotion.
She said duty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said duty, juveniles. KP Duty, which she said you can get like at Sephora. And if you don't have a Sephora in your hometown, you can go to Sephora.com. Amlactin. AM Lactin lotion, and the girl who wrote Carave SA.
Oh, Caravis.
Carave SA.
Yeah.
The girl, she writes her R's and her V's identical, so I'm having a hard time telling what's an R and what's a V.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And Merveso is a prescription for something else. Okay, anyway, so Dustin, remember he had the little blisters on his fingers?
Oily blisters.
Well, he said they were oily at first. We're like, oily? He's like, well, they're sort of watery. And then he said he also has them on his forehead. And he's also Italian in descent, remember?
Yeah, yes. Italian dressing.
He said,
Italian
and it wasn't hair gel.
And the fact that they pop and go away was very key in determining what was wrong with him.
Really?
Good.
She says on the fingers, the blisters would be eczema. She said, but it sounds like what's going on his forehead is more like acne. And, you know, he's wearing the hair gel and stuff, and so he needs to treat that like acne. But the blisters on the finger is probably eczema.
I thought eczema was just like dry skin.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, there's different forms. See, that's why you got to go to the doctor.
Wet eczema.
She said it's not really enough to go on. She needed to know things like, do they itch?
Mm.
But she said, based upon my limited knowledge of the situation, eczema on the fingers, acne on the forehead for those little blisters.
Did you mention to the doctor that he was Italian? Because that was
I did.
Okay.
Well, Kelly had to act like it was her.
So there's no...
No, I finally... I just came clean.
So you just told her.
Okay. Yeah, my listeners have problems. Will you help me? And she was very helpful.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's nothing... There's no insurance fraud about it.
I told her flat out.
All right.
Emily... Remember, Emily says when she goes from cold to hot, she gets itchy skin and her fingers and toes swell up.
But not hot to cold. Just
she said
cold
it is
hot.
Circulation issue.
Yes!
And she said, you know, it's sort of like that Raynaud's syndrome like I have.
Mm-hmm.
With mine, my fingers and toes, they get really pale white because the blood vessels restrict.
Mm-hmm.
But she has the opposite where, you know, she swells up. She said if it's a very, very serious issue, she'll need to see a rheumatologist.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you just take measures to keep yourself warm and don't let yourself get to that point. You know, try to, she
stay
said,
warm.
If on your hands, she said instead of holding a can of cold drink, you get one of those insulated things, you drink through a straw. You
Koozie.
Just don't try not to get yourself to that point where you're so cold. It's kind of hard, though, when you go outside and it's freezing, but, you know, just bundle up as best you can. But if it's a serious problem, you need to see a rheumatologist. I'm serious.
Rheumatologist.
Yes. Now, Mindy was very serious. She said she had the dark armpits.
Mm-hmm.
Her skin was discolored really badly. And she said that's usually due to over-irritation of the skin.
Because
so she could be shaving too rough. She could be waxing. She could be some perfumes that are irritating the skin or her deodorant's too harsh. She said it's post-inflammatory pigmentary alteration. That's what the technical term is for it. She says, now, if she's overweight, and I didn't ask her that. I didn't think to ask her that.
Dang it.
She said it could be an indication of diabetes.
Oh, whoa. Ooh.
And she goes, and it's acanthosis nigricans.
I got a cousin named acanthosis nigricans.
Yes.
Do you
she says, also, if you have the discoloration on the armpits, another good sign for diabetes is if there's discoloration on the neck, too. But she said there are creams available. If it's just an irritation issue, there are some lightening creams available. Mm. Otherwise, if she's seriously overweight, it might be a precursor for diabetes.
See, that's what's scary is worst case scenario. Like when I go to WebMD and have a headache, look on there and it's like.
And this is based on not looking at it,
yeah,
you know?
It could be allergies or you could have a tumor.
She said Retin-A can help exfoliate.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the dark skin cells and stuff, if it's just a discoloration, irritation issue.
Retin-A.
Otherwise, those are the two options for you, Mindy.
Hmm.
And here we got JC.
Now, I think
JC was being all funny. Ha, ha, ha.
No, I was not being funny. This was true.
All right.
Still happening.
Why don't you describe your problem again?
On my right shoulder,
mm-hmm.
I feel at times like somebody's stabbing me with needles.
On your right shoulder.
In the top, in the back, in the delt,
right behind here. And then it's like really sensitive to the touch. So like even if Kinsey just touches me with the point of her finger, it hurts.
You know what you've got?
What?
Notalgia paresthetica.
What's that mean?
It's a nerve that fires. It's a nerve firing off. And it most commonly happens over one shoulder blade. Very commonly linked to stress.
I'm stressed. I told you I was stressed out.
She said, don't scratch it. Because I told her, I get it sometimes where it itches.
That's what
and
I do.
She said, don't scratch it.
Because the harder I push on it, it makes it worse.
Use Sarna lotion as much as possible.
What? Sarna lotion?
Sarna.
And don't be stressed out.
Well, I can't help it. You guys stress me out.
Which arm do you use holding the babies more? Which side?
Both. It's both. I don't really
is
have
it
a,
really both? Because like, most
I switch
girls
it.
Will have, you know, like my left arm's my purse arm, so I feel like that one always bothers me more.
Mm-hmm.
You both are?
But you do get baby injuries after you have a baby because, I don't know if that's because of the baby, from holding the babies and the stress, because Kinsey had her rib pop out because of the way she was holding Chloe, and she said that the doctor said that the muscle started doing some spasming, and then it led to her rib popping out eventually.
Yeah, like everything overcompensates. The body's really weird. It'll kind of balance itself out.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what you have. You have notalgia paresthetica.
And lotion cures that?
Sarna lotion. Use it as much as possible. Don't scratch it.
I don't want to scratch it. I even got a back scratcher. I want to buy one at the 99-cent store.
You're going to make it worse, JC.
Well, Kelly.
Wow.
All right, so what do we have to look forward to this week?
Yeah, what's the next one?
What doctor's appointment?
You know, I'm just doing a lot of girls' lunches this week.
No doctor's appointment?
No doctor.
I have to figure
you know what,
out.
I have to make one. Well, I can cover for you tomorrow. I actually have two dentist appointments, orthodontist and dentist.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a mouth problem, if you have a problem with something oral, you...
You might want to email Jenna personally on that one.
I was writing feverishly over there.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Al, I have good news for you, buddy.
What's up, man?
Al, or as we call you around the office now, 4.4.
That was Al's rating on the For Women Only Rate Men Lulu app.
Lulu.
Uh-huh.
You could be proactive about this, Al, and get rid of that.
How do I do that?
Like this Brazilian guy, he was so mad about his low Lulu rating that he decided to sue them.
Oh, really? It's not them.
It's subjective.
It's the girls.
Well, the problem is with this Lulu app, which, like Jenna said, girls can go on there and rate these guys anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. They're anonymous ratings. So who is liable for these things being said about the people? The developers of the app.
They can figure out who said it, though, because you have to log in with your Facebook info.
I'm sure they can. But now he's gotten this app to basically be shut down in Brazil just by being angry about his low score.
Really?
Yeah, because he said, look, I have a girlfriend, and that's the way we found out about this. My buddy sent me a screenshot of what these girls are saying about me.
It's really not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. I mean, maybe a person is a horrible human being, but you can't do it anonymously because that gives the power to someone who's just maybe you weren't interested in her and she took it the wrong way and got all mad. That doesn't give her the right to ruin your reputation online anonymously.
Exactly. It's kind of like Yelp. You know what I mean? Like a user-friendly site. I mean, that's like Al suing Yelp when people have gotten under there with like a different name and just, you know, maybe it's a competitor.
Right. Yeah, you just, how do you know?
But this is killing people's character. You know, this is about you.
Or it's people joking around. I mean, if somebody had said I was a 10,
exactly.
That would be just as
That'd
big of
great.
A lie as a 4.4.
Fine. For some guys, it's making them more dateable.
Yeah. Can't you create your own profile? Like, I could create a girl profile and then go make myself look like a stud?
I made one for you.
Thank you so much. So now Lulu has amended its policies to allow men to opt out of the app, which goes against what the app is for, because every single guy is going to want to opt out.
He doesn't even know you're on there in the first place.
I don't think
Al didn't know he was on there.
I had no idea.
He wasn't on there. I only knew I was on there because one of my girlfriends had told me about it. So, of course, you want to just start typing in people that you know. So, of course, I go through first the people that I would consider to be, you know, future partners of mine. And then I went
like
through
Al?
And then, no, that's what I did first. And then I went through coworkers.
Oh, then you got to us. Okay. I'm like a sexual panther.
Al had the lowest rating of all the people I knew on Lulu.
I'm okay. You know what? I got bigger problems. That doesn't bother me at all.
# still wears Ed Hardy.
That was the worst one.
Ed Hardy.
If you weren't in a relationship, it would bother you.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. Yeah. But I don't care.
If you didn't have someone to go home to, it would bother you.
Call me a 4.4. At least I'm not a 4.3.
You know, you can find a lot of people online. Craigslist. I really don't use Craigslist very much. I don't know if you guys do. I've used it for concert tickets or things like that for shows that are sold out maybe, you know, in your area and you want to do that. And just don't meet someone in a dark alley because that's, you know, that's just looking for trouble. Mm-hmm. But great ad. Coachella is this big music festival. They're having it 2 weekends again this year. It's in Indio, California. It's a very hipster music festival over the course of, you know, 3 days, 2 weekends in a row.
A lot of celebrities go to it, right?
Yeah, especially this one because it's only about an hour and a half from L.A. So, you know, lots of indie bands. And some girls decided they need Coachella boyfriends for the weekend, which this is a big perk because these tickets are like upwards of like $500 sometimes for these wristbands. So listen to what these girls, I mean, this is so long, it's a page single space that I'm not even going to be able to get through it. But the Craigslist ad seeks 2 Coachella boyfriends who are, quote, 30% bro.
30%.
30% bruh.
Yeah, these girls are looking for 2 males interested in spending part of their Coachella experience with them. Okay, so the tickets are there for you, all right? So they want 30% bro. Don't lie, there's a little bit in all of you.
Yeah.
Admit it to yourself and save us the time. 7.5% hipster / indie, 12.5% raver, because you know there's some techno music there, and 50% normal.
Only 50%. Dudes.
Now, Coachella boyfriends should be interested, but not limited to, seeing some of the following acts, because music taste is very important at these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Outkast.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I could apply
I'm
for
still
this.
In.
Okay. Adventure Club. Zed.
Okay.
Kelly, you shout out when you recognize a name.
Clarity. Zed did that Clarity song with that other girl.
Yeah.
Haley from Paramore, right? Fatboy Slim.
No, that's a different song.
Okay. Fatboy Slim?
Yeah.
Well, I remember them.
Kid Cudi. Calvin Harris. Ellie Goulding. Yeah.
Kid Cudi.
Alesso, Lord, Duck Sauce.
I like Duck Sauce.
I actually have not heard of Duck Sauce.
Oh, I get it all the time when I get food.
Show Tech. Okay, other requirements. You have to be 24 or older. You have to be 6 feet tall. They're willing to accept 5'11" if you're actually that height. No rounding up. Because, you know, all of you guys round up in height and shoe size. A San Francisco resident. So that really is limiting people.
Oh, wow.
People.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You have to have some physical stamina. And you have to know how to handle your blank, because blacking out and forgetting the festival is in the minor leagues, bro.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to hold the girls on your shoulders.
Okay. So strength.
You have to be strong enough. Mm-hmm. Bonus for above par beer pong skills. They will take video applicants on that to prove your athletic ability.
Where do I go to get this and apply? You just go to Craigslist and find these
You're
things?
You're going to apply.
Yeah. If you want to apply, you just need to go on there, email them the name, a photo of yourself, a description of what you're like in your top 3 Coachella acts you'd like to see.
And my bro training.
Gosh, it's like the Olympics.
Right?
For drinking, drugs, and music.
Yeah, check it, y'all. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning. Oh, Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So Big Al Mack decided to book a guest for us.
Yes, I did.
Very timely, the guest you decided to book. I don't normally give Al credit.
Thank you, Kelly.
But
it's a good booking.
New year, what is everybody doing?
Dieting. Yeah.
Working out.
The gym
trying.
Is so crowded.
What? So to book a very famous nutritionist.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to call him a dietitian. I don't know if that's really because he's a doctor.
He's got a number one book.
His name is Dr. Ian K. Smith.
So where is he?
Huh?
He's on his way here. He's going
on his way,
by.
Dude.
See, here's the thing. Al Mack gave him directions.
See,
Al, can't you let people that know how to get here give him directions?
Well, technically, he's supposed to be here in a minute and a half. So technically
we're early.
Technically, he's not late. So let's give the brother a break. Okay, yeah, his brother. So don't start.
Oh, don't even start the whole.
Don't start the whole.
I'm not starting nothing.
He'll be here.
I'm not worried. He is almost here.
He is.
But Al, are you actually? I mean, if you're booking this guy, you're going to be interviewing him. We're going to let you have the lead on this. Are you really going to commit to doing it? Because he's asking for 4 weeks of your life.
He's
right?
He's asking for 4 weeks of my life, and I'm going to be a little bit miserable. I'm guessing for 4 weeks.
Well, that's a way to sell his diet program.
Well, I'm saying I've got to change everything about what I do. I mean,
yeah.
That's like the thing, but because it's not, you probably shouldn't even call it a diet.
It's a new way of life.
Lifestyle.
It's just like a lifestyle change, and it should be kind of permanent.
Last night, I'm leaving the bar, and I'm like, well, let me get some free food to go on my way home so I can watch the Golden Globes. So I'm at my bar, and I'm like, chicken wings, quesadillas.
That's what I ate, too, yesterday.
And then I'm like, no. So I said, okay, let me go get the salmon and the spinach. So I stopped by and get my salmon and my spinach, which is still may not be the best, because I'm sure there's butter on top of salmon. But
yes.
But
well, the side of mac and cheese.
I didn't get the mac and cheese, but I was at least trying to, the day before the diet, the night before, trying to eat a little bit better. Trying. So I did. And now I'm eating my little watermelon. And
was watermelon on his suggested list?
It said a half cup of melon. It didn't say this one necessarily. Cantaloupe, I'm sure, is fine.
Yeah.
But I'm doing my melon. I got my banana right here.
Did he say to have a banana?
Yes. That's in week one, day one.
I thought you were only supposed to have one of those.
And halfway through your oatmeal. Where's your oatmeal?
Bananas are good. They're pretty sugary. I wish he was in here right now. Because reading through the book, it's really great because he does the way, like, I love eating like six meals a day, but not meals, you know? Just kind of like you have to just eat like a bird like throughout the day.
Al would have taken the book home and read it over the weekend. He would have come in prepared this morning.
Yeah, with questions.
Instead of just trying to wing it as he goes.
Now, under beverages, I really don't see anything that includes vodka.
Because it's sugar.
Vodka water.
Or tequila.
No.
Or Miller Lite.
This is the bigger question for you. People don't realize, cut alcohol, which, you know, going out on the weekend, you're like, it's not fun to not drink at dinner, but cut alcohol and that's going to save you a
alcohol,
ton.
Cut alcohol, I don't drink that often, so it doesn't, cutting out alcohol isn't that big of a factor
for you,
for me.
But
it normally makes you like eat unhealthy the next day. For me, that's what happens. Like if I go drinking, then the next day I'm like, I want candy. I want bad food.
And somebody told me once if I would just give up diet drinks, because I drink a lot of Diet Pepsi, that I would lose weight. I gave them up for 30 days and lost nothing. I will never give up Diet Pepsi again because that was torture. And it wasn't worth it. And I get where my mouth just crazes. It's like, nothing will do but a Diet Pepsi. You know, you ever have that feeling?
Just drink water.
See, and I don't drink
that. No.
Pop.
Yeah, where in your brain does Diet Pepsi equal water?
You change it, right?
No, I went 30 days. I went 30 days to the day, and I said, screw it. I'm getting me a Diet Pepsi, and I haven't looked back.
Hey, I was presented my New Year's resolution, which, I mean, I don't even intend on it really lasting a year. I'm not sure. It was more just like my guiltiest pleasure in terms of food is French fries. I mean, I can, like, I'll eat whatever I want for the most part, but I like healthy food. Like, you guys see me eat. I like healthy
food. Yeah, you do for the most part.
But I love French fries so much. Three times it came with something I ordered over the weekend, and I, having friends around that are, like, tempting you with it helps because I'm really stubborn, but I didn't eat a fry.
Really?
That's like making it through one weekend.
One weekend's the first, that's the start.
I didn't eat a fry.
Kinsey's wanting to do that South Beach diet. And I know, Al, you did it a couple years ago.
Yeah, I did.
And she's really into that, but I don't really understand.
You don't want
it.
To?
I don't like diets.
I don't
need to lose it.
South Beach starts off Atkins, and then you work certain carbs back in. That's, it, you know, it's just that.
All right, so we're going to take a break from what I hear. We're going to take a break right now.
Well, here he is.
He's here.
Oh, what's up,
and
my man?
And he's dressed up nicely.
And,
oh,
wow. And look at this.
All in a sharp suit,
and
too.
He has a tailored fitted suit on.
Wow. We were just talking about there's nothing better than a man in a fitted suit that is fit wearing it.
Dr. Ian Smith.
I heard you.
Hi, Dr. Ian Smith.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Guys.
Hi. It's nice to meet you because I've watched you on TV and now you're in person. This is like freaking me out.
So you think I'm going to say this because I'm here, but this is the truth.
Hmm. What?
I listen to you guys on iHeart all the time.
Do you really?
Really? Yeah.
I do. And really? When I'm up late at night working and writing, I listen to you guys, to Z100, and to Kiss and LA. I go like back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Really?
Thank you.
Thank you very much, man.
Good to be here.
Thank you, dog.
You're out of breath because you ran. You sprinted to
I
get
so
here.
Bad. I'm like,
no,
late
don't feel
for the
bad.
Show
you're
I
exactly
love.
On time.
Would you count the jog you just did into the building as part of the 40 minutes of required cardiovascular activity?
Yes. I did 30 seconds.
Yeah, does it have to be 40 consecutive minutes?
No. I would say break it up. I say two sets of 20 because the key is people want to go to a gym for 40 minutes and they work out for 26 minutes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count. So I'd rather you give me 20 intense minutes and then give me another session of 20 minutes. It also is better for your metabolism.
You're telling me that flexing in front of the mirror is not burning
calories.
Hang it.
What about running to get a pizza?
Jeez.
How about that?
Well, there's pizza on the Super Shred diet. Did you see that?
No,
you know, because here's what he did. He left the book in the office because he wanted to make sure he'd start it today.
And forget.
I said, where does that make sense in anybody's head?
I got it right here. It's on my heart. And I'm starting, look here, dog, got my watermelon right here, got my banana right here.
You got your
here.
Banana right yeah. there? Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, listen, Super Shred really is a program that's regular food. I mean, let me back up for a second. People have said to me, why am I doing a diet where you can lose 20 pounds in 4 weeks? Because for years we've said it's unhealthy to lose weight quickly. Mm-hmm. And I said this summer, because some people were emailing me, I need to go to a wedding, I'm going on vacation, I got to fit into something. I said, can we really do it? So I looked at it and said, how can we make a plan that's healthy, meaning you eat regular, healthy food, but still lose weight? So this summer, I took a lot of people, shredders, we call them, people who are on the shred diet. I took them and said, hey, you want to try something new out? And the average weight loss in 4 weeks was 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a realistic plan, which means you're going to have pancakes sometimes, not the size of a plate.
Oh.
Like one or two.
But two pancakes. Yeah. Size,
like two silver dollar pancakes.
A little bigger than that. Size of a CD.
Uh-huh.
Two strips of bacon, turkey or pork. Yeah.
Okay.
Grilled cheese sometimes, lasagna. It really, people look at the book and they're like, this isn't a real diet, but it is, but it's based on your meal spacing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I space your meals out so your metabolism is always stoked and you don't overindulge. The biggest reason why people are gaining weight and can't lose weight, they sit down to eat 1,200 calories at once and don't realize it's 1,200 calories.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. You should eat about 1,500 calories a day if you're trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
And people do it in one meal, right? So the reason why Super Shred is so successful is people say, listen, I can get through this for 4 weeks and the variety of food. You have grilled cheese sometimes, salad, chicken, fit, everything.
It's more so it's about this meal spacing more than the meal content.
It's meal spacing. And also the three major principles behind Super Shred. The first thing is called calorie disruption, which means, and you don't count calories in the program because calorie counting is ridiculous. It's so hard. But I do it for you. I change your calories every day from meal to meal and from week to week. So your body's always off kilter. It's like muscle confusion in lifting weights.
Yeah.
You got to keep your body off kilter.
Stomach confusing.
There you go.
Yeah.
I call it diet confusion, but the same thing, stomach confusion.
Well, because it's like the same person that's like, I'm going to run for 20 minutes every day. At a certain point, you're not benefiting from it because you're just kind of plateaued. It's not challenging anymore.
The body's desire is to be an efficient machine. Mm-hmm. And so if you do the same thing, whether it's eating or exercise, your body becomes accommodated to that exercise. And therefore, it does less work to complete the task.
Okay.
When your body does less work, it burns less calories. So our job is to keep the body working, and the way you do that is by confusing it, whether it's lifting weights or what you eat.
I don't want to confuse my body.
You're confused 24/7.
I want my body to know what's going on.
So you say the average is, 4 weeks, 20 pounds. So, I mean, who's the ideal client for this? Like,
because
there's some people that already, like if I wanted to do this, but I work out every day, but I'm just saying, who's the ideal? Is it someone that doesn't work out at all already or someone that just,
Three groups of people.
Okay.
If you're someone who's hit a plateau on your old program, we have this lady, Beverly Simon, who's from Maryland. She lost 100 pounds on Shred, the original program, but then she got stuck. And she went on Super Shred, lost 18 pounds in 4 weeks. So if you hit a plateau, then you go on Super Shred. If you're someone who really, and I call this destination dieting, how many times have you said, I'm going on vacation, I want to look my best, or I'm going to a reunion or whatever?
Yeah.
This is, for the first time, I'm saying, okay, you can do it. this is what Super Shred is for you.
Okay.
And the third person is someone who really is just starting a plan, who has been kind of sedentary and wants to see fast results because they want to get engaged. Because we realize that when people start seeing numbers tick down on the scale, they really get in on the program. And so that's the third major group. Now, if you don't have 20 pounds to lose, you're not going to lose it. You know, you know, but the average person probably has about 40 to 50 pounds that they want to get rid of.
The average person is that much overweight now?
Yeah. About 40 pounds.
I love something you say because Kelly, you know, she tries different. She looks great and she's so hard on herself. But she, you know, will try different programs and she's just obsessed with the number on the scale. And JC and I always tell her because it's like, you know, truthfully, like I never weigh myself. And I know I'm not overweight. So you can be like, shut up, Jenna. But you know, I don't weigh myself because even all people are the same way. You get caught up in the number of the size of the pants, or you get caught up in that. Like if I weighed myself every day, I'm sure you get consumed. And I tell her, like we could tell she
skinny
had lost weight.
People don't care about the number on the scale,
but you shouldn't because of how much you
people who are overweight do.
I do. I look when I work out. I look at the scale every day. I'm the exact opposite. I go in there and I just got through doing my treadmill. I got out steam room, whatever. You know, I get on the scale. I want to see. I want to see at least a pound and a half or something.
Now, does your scale just look the same as yesterday?
Ian, please convince them why they shouldn't do that.
Let me tell you why that doesn't work. Your body every day has a natural fluctuation of about 2 pounds, which is not an indication of you losing or gaining weight. It's your body's natural transformation. Day to day, your body will go up and down, which is not indicative of what's really happening as far as your weight loss program.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say only weigh yourself every week, the same day every week, on the same scale, in the same clothes, or no clothes, whatever it is. But it's got to be, the variables have to be kept constant. People who do what you do, Big L, they drive themselves crazy because, you know, one day they're down a pound, next day they're even, next day they're up a pound. Like, how did that happen? I ate less, you know, because that's your body's natural transformation. So that's the first thing. The other thing is something called NSVs, non-scale victories. And people tweet me all the time. If you're listening, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Ian Smith, spelled D-R-I-A-N Smith. Someone just tweeted me that she had a non-scale victory. You know what she did?
What?
She actually ate half of a large fry. That's a non-scale victory. I'm serious. Like you got to appreciate even the small victories in life. You know what I mean? Because for some people, that's a big deal. I went to the gym 3 times this week. Non-scale victory. So the number matters, yes. But it's the other stuff that we're trying to get you. The shredder mentality is what other things are you changing that makes a difference?
Not cleaning my plate whenever I can. Because I've been conditioned to clean my plate. I don't care how much food is on it. I'm going to clean it.
Yeah.
To not clean my plate would be a non-scale victory for me.
Exactly.
If I ever have that.
Ready for this?
What?
Eat off of a salad plate.
A smaller plate.
A salad plate only a half inch tall and leave an inch around. The thing about Super Shred is that people look at it and say, wow, there's a lot of food in this. But the portions are smaller. Because what I'm training your stomach to do is to get accustomed to eating smaller food, amounts of food. When you do that and you sit down to a big meal, you can't eat it because it's your body doesn't need it because you're snacking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See,
you know,
I used to get like 12 chicken wings and now I've kind of cut back to like 6 or 7.
Okay.
That's a non-scale
victory.
You know, something that helped me a lot too, because I love sweets and I was told that the first bite you take is going to be the best bite, and nothing is going to compare to that first bite.
Okay.
So if you have a piece of cookie or a piece of cake, and you take that one bite,
these are in the trash.
It's not going to get better than that. Yeah, you just take one bite, and that's it. And that your receptors are going to get that, and you're going to kind of kill off that.
I love sweets, by the way. I bake cookies all the time.
Yeah.
My kids and I bake cookies. I love sweets, but it's the way I eat them that's a difference. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good with a couple of cookies. Like, that's... You know, that's good. If I'm still a little hungry, I'll have a banana or an apple. But, you know, I just want that
sweet,
there, and I'm fine. See, I don't believe that you actually stay away from it unless you're someone who's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you know that if you have, like, a scoop of ice cream, you need to rest, you're going to finish the rest of the pint, obviously don't do it. But if you someone who can just take a couple of scoops and, boom, you're done, I think you answer a craving with what you're craving.
What would you say is, like, the biggest mistake you see most people make just in terms of food in general?
I think that people think that because they eat diet food, they can then save the calories and splurge somewhere else. For example, why do you, and you can have diet soda on Super Shred, why do you order Super Shred and then order a jumbo fry? A diet soda and jumbo fry that doesn't...
Well, that's the diet soda.
Yeah, yeah. So, 'cause people,
I like the way Diet Pepsi tastes better. than regular, because now I'm so used to the diet that that people make fun of people doing that. But it's like, but the regular drink tastes so syrupy, I can't drink it.
So syrupy now, right? Yeah, absolutely.
The regular is too regular. Syrupy. Yeah.
And so people have a tendency to kind of, you know, they think they're saving calories and they end up over splurging on the calories. We created something. Okay, I got to send you guys some. I didn't bring it with me. We created a popcorn. Because so many people were emailing me saying, does this work on the shred diet? And I have to sit there for hours and like and study the ingredients. I said to my team, you know what? Let's make a healthy popcorn for people and make it tasty, though. Tasty is always my thing. So mm-hmm. It's called
and
Shred.
Crunch.
And crunch. It's called Shred Pop. Okay. 100 calories, non-GMO, vegan, you know, fiber and everything else. And people look at it and say, it's honey barbecue flavored? Yeah. Honey barbecue, kettle, sea salt,
ooh,
white.
Honey barbecue.
That's
popcorn. Good.
That's my favorite, too.
Oh!
I'm going to send you. I'm gonna send you a case. We have it on our website, shredlife.com. I'm going to send you guys two cases, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing about popcorn is that popcorn is a whole grain, but the crunch of it actually is an appetite suppressant. So if you're choosing a snack, choose mm-hmm. for something like almonds, choose for something celery sticks, choose something that has a crunch to it, because for some reason, we don't know why, but scientific studies show it suppresses your appetite.
Fire something off in your brain. Well, I love talking about diets all day, but I want to talk to you about some of the people on Celebrity Fit Club.
Yes.
I watched that show, and I mean, I watched some of those train wrecks. Do you keep up with any of them, or are you just like, that is in
no,
the past?
No,
I am moving
no,
on from that
no,
disaster.
No. I see these guys. I talked to them. I just talked to Bobby Brown.
How's he doing?
He's
oh,
doing
Lord.
Okay. He got
Bobby
married.
Brown. Wow.
He got married. Yeah. He's
he was a truck. I mean, he was really hard to do the program.
Yeah, Bobby was tough. But he, you know, Bobby has a good heart. But here's the key about celebrities. They're surrounded by people who are yes people.
Right.
Right. Because everyone is eating off of their table.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't want to upset them or alienate them. So they just go ahead with it. And I believe, and Bobby knows this, I believe that Bobby was surrounded by people who were not looking out for his best interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the truth.
Yeah, because they benefit from his life. Yeah.
Absolutely. From Eight is
Willie
Enough.
Ames.
Willie Ames. Willie Ames fell on hard times.
Yeah, he became like this big Christian crusader, though, for a while. Is he not doing so well now?
Well, he looked like homeless for a while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, his
oh,
really? Wife divorced him or was in the process of divorcing him. He just kind of... It's tough when you're a celebrity, a young celebrity, and that's all you know, and then you're not a celebrity anymore, and like you got to like do what we do, like
do
regular
normal,
people do.
Yeah.
You
got
to do like, yeah, you got to work like we do. You got to go to the grocery store. I go to the cleaners. You know, these guys have a whole different kind of thing. I was watching, you know, the awards last night, and I was saying to my friend, I don't know about these award shows anymore. Maybe as I get older, because I feel like it's one big Hollywood masturbation. It's like. Sorry, can I say that?
Right, I mean,
sorry.
I've said worse.
Well, they said it on the awards show last night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I just feel like, you know, it's like the same faces and the same names. It's like,
look at how great we are.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey, Scorsese's the greatest guy who ever walked the earth. I mean, I want to see some new blood. Like, I want to see some young kind of people who are rocking it differently. I don't know. I just felt last night I just was so, you know, Meryl Streep. Okay, Meryl Streep is a great actress, but, you know, her movie just came out and she's already nominated for, I mean, it's like just because she's Meryl Streep. I just feel like
she gets nominated for that.
She gets nominated when she reads the script.
Your name's Meryl Streep, you're nominated.
I don't think it's fair to like young actors and actresses who are coming up and directors and
mm-hmm,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're off track, but...
Well, you know, it's so easy when the celebrities, you see like a Kate Beckinsale and people like this that work out all the time and they have trainers and people that like make their food for them. And I think that's the hardest part about, you know, even Al sitting here going through this book, like, oh, I'm going to have to grocery shop. I mean, it's expensive
it's
and time consuming to plan out your meals. Do you have any like tips and tricks
yes.
for the regular folk who
yes.
have to like raise kids and work every day?
The first thing we did from Shred was the Shred last year's book was the 6 weeks, 4 inches, two sizes, which is a more gradual program.
Yeah.
And people loved it. And the biggest complaint about Shred was that there were no grocery lists because they felt like they had to spend time.
Oh, that's
so the
smart.
First thing I did in each week starts off with a grocery list.
Spell it out. Make it simple.
Take it to the store. This is what you need to get. If you're a vegan, a vegetarian, you're a diabetic, you can make swaps. But it's the convenience. The other thing is that there are a lot of soups and smoothie recipes in the back of the book because you know what? Those things are great meal replacements. If you're on the go, you can make it at home, stuff it in, you know, a bottle or Tupperware, heat it up wherever you go. Those are real tricks for people, and they're 200 calories or less.
All right. Dude, I'm committed. I'm in.
All right.
You're
going to
keep track of that?
I'm all in.
All right.
Well, the thing is this, you're asking for 4 weeks of this book, but beyond the 4 weeks.
You can keep going.
You just
beyond the 4 weeks, people tend to do Shred. which helps them maintain the weight loss or continue the weight loss. This is a boost. You want fast weight loss. You want it really healthy, though. Healthy, fast weight loss. Mm-hmm. Super Shred's the program.
Okay, so Super Shred, and then after you complete the Super Shred, then move on to Shred.
Go to Shred.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I want one last question. Who, in your eyes, has in celebrity world, has the best body, female and male?
Oh, wow.
Who do you think is the best? Wow. Whether you've worked with them or not, hey, you're okay. Yourself aside.
Best male body.
I want best male body.
The male guy is this guy playing Hercules, Kellen Lutz or something like that.
Okay. Pretty buff.
He's got
a nice body. And woman, I got to say, geez, can I do a singer?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think Shakira is banging.
Yes.
I mean, I think
she's not too skinny. She's just a healthy way.
She's got right curves. So those are my two on the quick.
And your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle character? Could it be the Shredder?
The Shredder.
Who's got the best body in this room?
Oh, I mean, God.
Check yourself out.
Okay, oh, so you're Dr. Ian Smith on Twitter?
Oh, Twitter, Dr. Ian Smith, I-A-N Smith. And go to our website because we have a lot of great information, shredlife.com. You know, we have this Facebook group called Shredder Nation. How about that?
Okay,
Shredder Nation.
Oh, well, we're very Kid Nation, Dish Nation. Now we're part of Shredder Nation.
All right.
All right. Awesome.
Go check it out. Thanks, Dr.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. How's going to get skinny?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.